And 3, 2, 1, hello Borgen Project volunteers. This month we see how acts of man and nature impact the effort to end global poverty. February marked the 1 year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And a shout out to Clint for visiting the country and sharing harrowing photos with us. The people of Ukraine and many of the poor in developing countries dependent on Ukrainian wheat will be affected for many years. The tragic earthquakes that continue to rock Turkey and Syria and the seemingly slow response to aiding survivors demonstrates our limitations when dealing with natural events. And the Horn of Africa, Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia are experiencing the worst drought in recent history. Closer to home, Republicans have made clear that they want to curb government spending, a longtime priority, and that will extend to the foreign affairs budget. Republicans have indicated they want House appropriations to use the fiscal year 2022 budget as a starting point, rather than the most recent fiscal year 2023 budget, which had roughly a 6% increase in foreign aid funding. On opposite side of the Capitol, the Senate Appropriations Committee, that's led by Democrats, could increase funding, so thorny negotiations are going to follow. The contentious dynamics in Congress will make it a struggle to get much approved or even voted on in the year ahead. For development advocates, the focus will likely be on a limited number of bills, primarily those focused on renewing vital mandates, including the reauthorization of PEPFAR and the Farm Bill. PEPFAR's mandate is up for renewal, a process that happens every 5 years. While the initiative has typically received enormous bipartisan support, advocates say that education is essential with so many new members of Congress who may not be familiar with its work. So that's a not too subtle hint to us Borgen volunteers to start calling and advocating for PEPFAR. Discussions have already begun around the Farm Bill, which is up for renewal again this year. The legislation authorizes key international American food aid programs, including those that provide school meals and those that address both emergency and non-emergency hunger and nutrition needs. Long pushed by senators from agricultural states, the Farm Bill requires the majority of U.S. food assistance to be in the form of homegrown commodities shipped on U.S. flagged vessels. As shipping costs have skyrocketed, less money can be spent directly on food assistance to meet the need of a growing hungry population. This has been a discussion we've been having for many, many years. Less contentious legislation, there are efforts underway on a U.S. Agency for International Development policy bill, reauthorizing some parts of the agency, and the Fostering Innovation in Global Development Act, aimed at expanding and prioritizing innovative approaches at USAID, a bill to expand the pool of countries that the Millennium Challenge Corporation can work with may also be renewed. And finally, I call to your attention an episode from the archives of Jon Stewart's podcast, The Trouble with Jon Stewart. He interviewed former Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and Condoleezza Rice. It was a fascinating hour discussion on the inner workings of how foreign policy is made and the thought processes of these two amazingly smart individuals. However, at the conclusion, both supported the importance of continuing to educate members of Congress and the public on the value of diplomacy and development in the foreign policy equation. Again, a not-so-subtle hint to Borgen Project volunteers on the importance of our work. And with that, I look forward to speaking with you next month.